Scott Clow.
And I am so ugly.
Jenny Lewis.
I love my hair.
The K105.3 Morning Show.
All right, let's do a look at your forecast now. And it's a funky one. Hope you're ready. Today, 100% chance of a wintry mix. I don't know why.
What happened?
I want to go Irish.
For wintry mix.
Wintry mix.
Wintry mix.
Pink hearts, blue moons, blue diamonds,
and ice,
purple horseshoes,
and icy roads.
Oh, Lucky Charms.
Possibly mixing with snow, freezing drizzle. Becoming all freezing drizzle after 11 a.m. High near 32. All right. We could get around to it. This is very serious, Jenny. So
I know.
Come on.
Get it together.
Stop
already.
With the Irish accent already. It's not funny.
It's weather.
And we could get a tenth of an inch of ice. Yeah, a tenth of an inch of ice accumulation is possible. Total daytime snow accumulation less than half an inch, and then a chance of freezing drizzle before 8 p.m. tonight. Then a chance of drizzle between 8 p.m. and 1 a.m. Cloudy, low around 29.
What's happening?
I don't know. This show's falling apart.
This morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
We take the show prep, we throw it out the window. This morning we're going to start naming places in Michigan. See what happens to Jenny when that happens. Stockbridge.
The Boss, Scott Cloud. The K105.3 Morning Show.
Bay City. Flint. Okay, we got a tickle spot there. Daft Punk, Pharrell, Get Lucky, K105.3, Jackson's hit music station.
It's a sneaker.
It was. Hefe Kinsel, it's a Hefe Wednesday. Good morning, Hefe.
Good morning.
And Jen, of course, right here across from us.
Hey, how are you?
Randomly laughing at various cities throughout the...
I don't know what is wrong with me this morning.
County of Jackson.
Not enough sleep.
Leslie?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Leslie!
So when you are driving up to Lansing or say you got to go to Mason.
I hope my brother is listening.
Do you... We found out this morning that Jenny's brother's fiance's name is Leslie. And whenever they say the name Leslie, for whatever reason, they say...
Leslie! I'm in so much trouble.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Boy, allow me to help you with that shovel. We can dig this deeper.
Yeah.
We can go even deeper. I forget even what I was going to ask you about. There was a whole line of questioning happening here.
I'm so sorry.
All right. We're going to let you recover, and we're going to remind people that it is a Manpower's What the Wednesday. Manpower, globally respected and locally recognized, of course, right here in the Jackson community. If you're looking for a gig, they have one there at Manpower, so make sure you stop in there. Today's Manpower's What the Wednesday question. What inanimate object do you argue with? Can you just pull it out for me, please?
Sure.
All right, cool. What inanimate object do you argue with all the time? Hefe, do you have one?
Well, as
a mechanic.
That's daily.
Okay, all right.
You know, because you find yourself walking out in the parking lot trying to walk it off like you've got teenage daughters, you know, going, come on, you can do this. You know, get in there. Get back in the game. I'd say the worst one, non-car related, is the weed whacker.
Oh, yeah.
That I think I hold the state distance record for throwing a weed whacker. Okay. And mind you, it's not the first couple times you argue with it because you throw your shoulder out trying to start it. So it's probably that third or fourth time when you go at it and you give it one or two tries, then you're like a discus thrower. You're winding up and that thing is gone.
Jeff Kinsel, United States of America, proud ginger from Jackson, Michigan.
That's right.
Steps into the weed whacker throwing circle. He blows a kiss to the crowd. They're on their feet. Please note his ankles have been scarred from
some stones being thrown.
Yes. And weed whipping cord flying out.
He starts the weed whacker. Wait a minute. He's having some trouble. Oh, no. Oh, no. Here we are. Oh, I'm afraid we can't air any of this. The Yosemite Sam rule of cussing has been... has been ignored.
Nothing breaks like a heart. Or Jefe's will when he's dealing with a weed whipper. Is it a weed whacker or a weed whipper?
Weed whacker.
It's a whacker?
Well, it depends on how brutal you want to get with the weeds, I guess. How serious you are.
I can let him grow to at least 7 foot.
I don't care.
No?
No.
All right. It is Manpower What the Wednesday, Jefe Wednesday as well. What inanimate object do you argue with the most, Jefe, the weed whipper? Jen, you got one?
I would think mine would be, I've argued with the stove. Like, stove. What are you doing burning this food?
You know, and I will agree with you that the stove and the directions on the box of brownies don't necessarily coincide
they
with
don't.
One another.
No, they don't. I've had a long-standing issue with this.
Why is it? And let's go with cookies. All right, you're okay. Making some Nestle Tollhouse cookies. You're making them at home.
Nestle Tollhouse.
Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Nestle Tollhouse. You're making those, and it says for what? And I'm pulling this out of the air, so please don't call and give me the right time because I don't I honestly don't remember. 325 for 14 to 18 minutes,
something like that. Yeah.
And you put them in there, and you've preheated the oven. Mm-hmm. It's been at 325 for at least 5 minutes.
Sure.
And then you go to put the first batch of cookies in, mm-hmm. and it takes 4 hours for them to bake. Then
right.
you put the second batch of cookies, which are on another tin altogether. You mm-hmm. know, it's not like it's the tin is pre-warmed.
Right.
You take that into consideration. You take a couple minutes off. You take another tin. You put it in the same oven mm-hmm. at the same temperature.
Right.
Cooks in 30 seconds.
Yeah, and
burn. They're burned.
Yeah.
Beyond recognition.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. I don't understand.
No, I don't get it either. Yeah. Ovens, give me a call right now. 768-4 hits. 77. I would like to talk to an oven right now. Amana, where are Kenmore?
Genie.
I often will find myself arguing in public with the sensors on a sink.
Oh.
Because apparently they don't recognize me as a person. And it ticks me off. I'll watch. 4-year-old kid comes up. Hi, mister. Everything.
Yeah.
It's soap. It gives him a warm greeting. There's like a bubble fanfare that comes out. The sink loves this kid. I go up to the same sink. Doesn't recognize me. I'm left with a soapy hand.
The paper towel ones.
Oh.
Where you have to use your Jedi hand underneath that to get them coming
but
out.
But why don't you just go to another sink?
I do.
You do. It's
yes.
every single sink that
it's
doesn't recognize
every,
you.
Exactly. And then it does. It's like, oh, we see it. Oh, for a second.
Gone.
What did you... Shh. Well, he's gone. He was quick.
Wow, that was fast.
Yes. And then, all right, let's talk about the darn hand things, the hand towels. I put my hand under there. Oh, thank you for the quarter-inch wide strip.
It's looking a real dry.
A paper towel. Thank you. My nail's dry now. I just need 47 more of these in order for my hand. If they put... I tell you what, right now, listen up.
Oh, look, he's getting serious
over
there.
Oh, I know, we're like... The finger is pointed.
All right.
I didn't make the dryer.
The toilet flushes because, you know, the toilet recognized me I for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually it pops on and goes, you're still here? I got one job to do, and that's... And you're still here. Do you work here? Or are you on break? I've had entire conversations with the sensor on the toilet. Then you get up and you got a sensor on the sink. Then you get up, you got a sensor on the hand towel. If they start putting a hand sensor on the toilet paper,
you're going to take your own.
That's all you need.
You will see me walking around with a big thing, a quilted northern.
I don't have a square to spare.
You going TP insert? Nope, going to the movie. Bring me a steak.
Why haven't I died?
I have twice.
Welcome back. And no, we're not going to tell you what we were talking about.
Okay, these are on.
Coming up for you, big old Hollywood beat. Big old Hollywood beat for you.
We're going to talk Golden Girls.
What?
Yes, the Golden Girls.
Oh, I can't wait to talk Golden Girls.
Betty White rocks.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
My heart is true.
You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party,
we're going on tour.
Invited everyone.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
What's happening in Hollyweird, kid?
Heidi Klum is now done with America's Got Talent.
Oh.
She has been involved.
She couldn't find any?
She's been involved with the show for the past 6 years and appreciates everything that everyone's done, but she is done. NBC also announced that the Spice Girl singer Mel B would also not be returning for the upcoming season. 14 seasons
wow.
of this show.
I gotta check my email.
Why?
if I'm going to be a judge.
Oh, yeah, no. They definitely didn't email you. In their places, Julianne Hough
denied.
And Gabrielle Union are joining Howie Mandel and Simon
Cowell. Who's doing it? I'm sorry.
Julianne Hough and Gabrielle Union.
Okay, Gabrielle
Howie
Union, I know. Who's Gabrielle Hough? Did she do Hallmark movies?
No, she did. She's done, Bring It On. Do you remember that with the cheerleaders? She's done other movies.
I like that. What? Look over there.
I know the look doesn't translate to radio.
It was a look.
But oftentimes, grown men, I wouldn't even want to be caught watching that movie for fear that there would be an investigation.
Let alone admit it afterwards.
Yes.
deny.
Sorry, you've seen it. It's okay. Terry Crews, who is hosting America's Got Talent, The Champions, is actually going to take over for Heidi Klum.
Oh, that's a good change.
Yeah, so that'll
be
good.
I like Terry Crews.
I do,
too. Very funny guy.
I think he's hilarious. Golden Girls, ready for this?
Thank you for being here.
Golden Girls is having a themed cruise, which is set to depart from Miami in February of 2020. So if you are a huge fan of the show like I am, this will be the trip for you. I want to go on this
cruise.
Imagine
drinking at the bar with Betty White.
Right. Oh. Will you send me on this cruise?
Well,
I think I should put in a pitch for this cruise.
I think you'll be still, even going to bed at 8:30, you'll be the night owl on this cruise.
I probably will.
I mean, the parking's going to be horrible. How many handicapped spots are they going to have at this port of call?
So,
one. And
okay, so events will include
wheelchair racing,
trivia, karaoke,
girdle racing,
crafts, and costume contests. And a bar crawl.
Crawl being the word.
Yeah, how fun. Okay, so prices range up to $1,200 depending on your package. Huh. And money due by November. I'm so excited about this. I can't even tell you. Okay, so you know I love the Pimple Popper show.
Oh. No.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. There's a new show, and it's called The Toe Bro. It's all about a podiatrist, a foot specialist, who handles people with funky feet. And it's all about taking, grinding down their calluses and taking out ingrown
and
hair.
You want to watch this?
I do.
Why? What is wrong with you?
It.
What happened to you?
I don't know.
What happened?
I think because I did before this job, I'm just so fascinated by.
What's this called again?
It's called The Toe Bro. It'll be on A&E. I'm so excited about this. It starts March 5th at 10 p.m. I can't wait. I can't wait to see him just cut.
I can't wait to not watch that.
I'll be filling you in.
Is this on the Kardashian channel?
Every week.
Because I can boycott them all at the same time.
No, it's not.
Well, what's it going to be on?
A&E.
Oh, I kind of like A&E, too.
I know.
They got the Scientology and the Aftermath.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I like that show.
Yeah. I'm excited.
The Toe Bro.
We'll add it to my DVR list. That's today's beat.
Maroon 5, Cardi B. Girls Like You, K105.3. It's time now for the birthdays brought to you by Finley's Grill and Smokehouse. A great meal awaits you at Finley's Grill and Smokehouse because they start off, they bring you what?
The bread.
Oh, the bread.
So good.
It is.
Loaves.
A whole loaf.
Like, not even just like, here's a slice of bread.
Nope.
It's a loaf of bread.
And it's not like other places where they're like, hey, here's four things of bread. No. They bring you a loaf.
Yeah.
And ask you if you want more.
Yes. Would you like another loaf?
No judgment involved.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Would you like white or wheat? Yes. Mm-hmm. Bring them both. And four tubs of butter. And leave your judgment back at the wait stand. And they will. At Finley's Grill and Smokehouse, where your birthday steak is always free. Happy birthday to our K Club members. Each and every one of these people in the running to win a $25 gift card to Finley's Grill and Smokehouse. We'll give that away coming up on Friday. Happy birthday to Amy Jo Voigt. Happy birthday to you. Lori Norkey. Marissa Perians. Christy Presley. Amanda Dennis. Gordon Ankrell. Happy birthday, Gordon. His nephew Josh works here.
Oh, yeah.
But Gordon, a great singer. Former Gel Cap.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I believe he's part of the current Gel Caps. I know he's practiced with him as well. Colleen Comperchio. Happy birthday to you. Jeff Grezik. Also, Tyler Richke. Jotun Tapachi. Heather Lawrence. And Daniel Lewis. And David Lewis.
Yes, it is their birthday today.
Happy birthday to you, gentlemen. If your birthday is today, you share it with the following Hollywood dignitary.
Singer Rihanna is 31. Actor Miles Teller is 32. Comedian Trevor Noah is 35. Comedian Chelsea Peretti is 41. Kurt Cobain would have been 52 today. Melrose Place actor Andrew Shue is 52. Supermodel Cindy Crawford is 53.
Andrew Shue, the brother of Elizabeth Shue.
Is he really?
I love Elizabeth Shue. Mm-hmm. Ever since Karate Kid.
Oh, really? I thought it was Adventures in Babysitting that you liked.
No, that was the follow-up to.
Oh, okay.
But it was. Oh.
NBA star Charles Barkley is 56. Donald Trump's ex, Ivana Trump, is 70. Actor Sidney Poitier is 92. And fashion designer and mother of Anderson Cooper, Gloria Vanderbilt, is 95.
There you go. Happy birthday to you, if it is yours, from all of us here at K105.3.
This morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
We continue with Manpower's What the Wednesday with Hefe Kinsel.
Good morning.
America's favorite ginger. What inanimate object do you argue with the most? We'll read your answers coming up.
Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
Lucas Graham and Love Someone. There's so many things that you can probably definitely say, without question, that you have a love-hate relationship with.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Inanimate objects. It's a Manpower's What the Wednesday. Manpower has been named one of the world's most ethical companies for eight consecutive years, more than any organization in the industry. Check it out at Manpower here locally. Go get my friend Teriaga Crisp High Five and tell her I said hi. The Manpower What the Wednesday question: what inanimate object do you argue with on a regular basis? Angie writes on Facebook, my husband argues with stoplights every time we go anywhere. Becky Smith writes, have you ever hung out with a mechanic while they work?
True story.
Madison Zergalowitz, the copier at work.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard O'Connor argue with the copier?
No.
There's one copier we have here that you can copy things without a code. And then there's the good copier, and you have to put in a code.
Yeah.
And I can always tell when, because I have the one, I have a code word, and I'm certain at one point or another, they gave Greg O'Connor a password to it, to which he said, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't need
no,
that.
No, only because it's like, Jenny, make me copies of this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So that's what I do.
Make me a copy. Make sure it's color.
I need a couple. How many exactly? Five. It's a little bit more than a couple, but okay. Got it.
Teriaga of Manpower writes, usually the computer.
Yeah.
I don't argue with the computer too much. I just throw it.
No, I argue with the mouse.
Oh.
Do that little mouse slap?
Yes. Because it'll freeze or glitch, and then your mouse is going all over the place.
One of my best friends, Jason Warren, writing me right now. He's giving me a list.
Jason
says power cords. Oh, yes.
Power cords?
Power cords.
Why?
Because whatever person before us that put away the power cord didn't wrap it correctly. And it looks like a rat nest, much like your headphone cords.
I don't know why we have to talk about it.
What do you mean?
I'm not mad at it. Why are you mad at it?
You ever see me on a remote arguing with a power cord? And it's not necessarily, I'm arguing with a power cord, but I'm really arguing with a person
yeah,
that
seriously.
Put it away beforehand.
Okay. All right, I got it. That makes sense.
Swipe text? I don't know what that means. Swipe text?
Yes. Oh, when you're texting and you just swipe it for the word.
Yeah, I can't get on board
with that. No, I can't either.
I can't get on board with that. No.
Fat fingers.
Autocorrect.
Oh. Okay, I'll give totally give that one. That's two dings on that one.
Oh, but so much laughter has happened after the accidental autocorrect.
Yeah. Apparently, I like waterfowl a lot. And need two contestants for the feud. That's next. 7684 hits.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play The Feud. Call 768-4-HITS. That's 768-4448. The Family Feud on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
All right, here we go. We got Hefe Kinsel live in the studio. Good morning, Hefe.
Good morning.
Jenny Lewis, of course.
Hey, good morning.
I need both your phones, please. Both phones.
I don't know. He put up a curtain.
Anything that Stephanie texts you she wants for birthday is all you then.
There will be no cheating. Our intern will be making sure.
Going to monitor.
That no one is texting you answers. We go to the phone lines. We welcome. Oh, we lost somebody. We lost Carly. But we've got Jessica. Jessica, good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, living the dream, Jessica. Living the dream. We lost Carly. Carly, if you're out there, give us a call back. 768-4-HIT, 768-34s, followed by an 8. We need one more contestant for the feud this morning.
Because she found out she had Jenny as a partner.
Well, no, she chose me.
Yeah, well.
She chose.
She chose poorly.
Yeah. Then she had chooser's regret. And
up for grabs this morning.
Chooser's regret.
Great prize package. We're going to do 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart. And we're going to throw in a VIP pass.
Ooh.
For our annual birthday back. Which, of course, Hefe already is on the VIP list.
Yes. Yes.
So 7684 hits. 768-34s, followed by an 8. One more contestant. Here is today's Family Feud question. We asked 100 people top 5 answers on the board. Name a place where people often become regulars. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Nicole.
All right, Nicole. You're playing with Jenny this morning, but Jessica and Hefe get to go first. So name a place where people often become regulars. Top 5 answers on the board. Jessica and Hefe, what do you think?
I'm going to have to go with a bar.
That's what
a bar.
Top one on mine.
Right. Show me bar.
Yep.
Yes, bar or nightclub, number one answer.
All right.
4 more answers to go. Jeff, well, Jessica, I'll ask you. Do you want to play or do you want to pass?
I want to play.
All right.
We're going to play. Name a place where people often become regulars. Number one answer, bar or nightclub.
Let's go with restaurant.
Restaurant.
That's on there.
Show me restaurant. There it is right there. The number two answer is restaurant. All Nicole, right.
Jessica
be thinking of some answers.
Jessica came to play. Okay. I like this.
All right, so we're back to Jessica and Hefe. Number one answer, bar or nightclub. Number two, restaurant. The question, name a place where people often become regulars.
What about a coffee shop, coffee place?
That was my next guess, too.
All right.
Show me coffee shop. No, not
what?
There.
Whoa.
Not there. Yep, not there.
What 100 people did they talk to? Not morning people.
They don't give me a list.
It's not morning people, that's for sure.
Of the 100 people they talk to?
All right, Jessica, we're already protesting this one.
Okay, so, Nicole.
That's right.
Nicole, what do you think? You're along with Jenny. Jenny's not
yep.
happy.
No, I have an idea.
Oh, you have an idea?
I just wanted to wait for Nicole.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
What?
Like a gym.
A gym.
Okay. Right. Show me a gym. Number 5 answer is health club.
Nice. Good job, Nicole.
So the number one answer, bar or nightclub. Number two, restaurant. And number five, health club. Looking for the number three and four answer. Are you snorkeling? Someone's
underwater.
Marco. Jessica, are you snorkeling right now? What is going on over
there? Not at the moment, no.
Okay, gotcha. I don't know. What was it? Did you hear it too?
I did. Well, okay. It sounded like we were underwater.
Not at the moment, but it's on the list of things to do today.
Nicole, what about a hair salon or like a barbershop?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could try that.
Okay. Did you have another answer you wanted to try?
Sure.
Okay, I'll take that as a no.
Maybe.
Oh, go ahead. Right.
Maybe like a church, but I think hers is better.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to go with hair salon. Show me hair salon. Nope, not what? There. Okay, once again.
I couldn't control myself.
You've seen the book.
No, I haven't seen the book. You've never
it
let me look
sits
at it.
It's right over here.
I never look at it because it's your book. I don't want to get yelled at.
That would be called cheating. That would be cheating.
It would, and I'm not a cheater.
Unless you're getting texts from people. All right, so we're back to Jessica and Jeff. Number one answer, bar and nightclub. Number two, restaurant. Number five answer, health club. Name a place where people often become regulars.
Jessica?
Can we go with like a grocery store or party store?
I like that. Okay.
Grocery
like that.
Store, party store. Show me grocery store, party store. Yes, welcome. Grocery store is the number three answer. So we're looking for the number four answer. If you get this, Jessica, you will win 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart. Plus, we're going to throw in a VIP pass. A VIP pass for our annual birthday bash coming up March 8th. What do you think? Hefe,
Jessica,
do you want to go with gas station?
No. Okay. It's your gig. I will go with whatever you want.
What are you thinking?
Well, we still have the church answer. So gas station or church, it's your call.
5 seconds.
No judgment.
Let's go with church.
All right. Show me church. Yes, right there it is!
Right.
Come on!
Oh,
Sorry, Nicole.
Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
She said church.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Did she say church and I vetoed it?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nicole.
Nice
Man,
job,
I
Jessica.
Feel bad. I feel really bad.
Nicole,
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. You didn't win, but we had a lot of fun playing with you. You have a great day. Try again tomorrow. Jessica, congratulations to you. Are you free on March 8th?
I'll clear my schedule.
All right, clear that calendar because we are giving you a VIP pass to our annual birthday bash at Chilango's Cantina Grill in Longfellow. We'll give you a chance to win a Mexican vacation there as well, plus some free swag from Miller. And a great experience of you get to hang around with Jenny. I'm going to be there too, but not a lot of people want to hang around with me, so I'll be off in the corner. All right?
I'll be on the dance floor.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Jessica, what station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Woohoo! Zara Lawson, that's the name, ruined my life. K105.3, Jackson's Hip Music Station. And it's Scott, it's Hefe, it's Jenny, it's the K105.3 Morning Show. Thank you for being along here with us today. We've been talking about inanimate objects that you frequently argue with. And now there's some odd arguments that you have internally, and then there's those that you have...
Oh, you just can't keep them in there.
Exactly.
No.
And I think the biggest one would be the car in front of you.
Yeah. Is it the car in front of you or is it the person driving?
Well, it depends.
Is it the light holding the person up or the bad decisions of the person in front of you?
Well,
there's a list.
There is a list. A pet peeve of mine is if we're at a stoplight and there's a right turn but also a straight turn lane, but it's a wide lane. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
there's
yeah.
the left turn lane, and then you've got that. And then you've got you can either go straight or you can go right. And it's wide enough for two cars. But the person that is at the front of the line wants huge amount. It's like a man spread.
Robinson and Spring Arbor.
Thank you very much.
That's
the intersection that I am talking about.
It is.
Right there. If you're coming down
Robinson Road,
and you're sitting at the light, and you've got Lumen Christi on your right hand side. If you were to do that, so many times you want to turn right onto Spring Arbor Road, but the person that's in front of you that is going straight on Robinson Road takes up that entire two spots, and you can't turn. And it's only 30 seconds, maybe 45 of your life. But the entire time, I'm usually going, all right.
But then,
come on.
But then you get that person that tries to put the dog through the cat door, that they're determined they're going to come fit through there, even if you're crouched over there a little bit. That's when you start going, okay, I'm a little far over.
Yeah.
Because there's some people that are going to come through there no matter what you have.
Yeah, there's been times where I thought, I have four-wheel drive. I can just go up on that curb. I can do it. I can do it. Teach that person a lesson.
Yeah.
But and I will argue with the car in front of me about that. There's so many times I'm glad I can argue with the car silently in my car without rolling down the window or honking.
Don't be that guy.
Well, if I'm at a stoplight and you're obviously texting on your phone and the light turns green, I'll give you 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I will give you that 2 seconds. Because I know for some people, green means long pedal, right foot, go. I'll give you that 2 seconds.
Then you give the courtesy honk?
Yeah, and I try and do a quick meep, meep.
Yeah.
Just a quick one, because that sounds friendly.
Yes.
Rather than meep.
Yeah, yeah. I argue with bobby pins. We haven't talked about this, but I feel like I argue with bobby pins because I never can find them, A. And I've bought so many, but I never can find it. And then I find one, like, I needed more of you. Yeah, I've argued with bobby pins. I'm sorry.
You know she's really angry with the bobby pins when she says, Robert Pin!
Or throws a middle name in there, too.
Robert Hairpin!
That's right.
Hefe, it's that time, man.
I know. It's time to make the donuts.
You got to head over there to Jim Winter.
Quickest 2 hours of the week.
Well, we love you. We're glad you're here. Be safe out there.
Thank you, sir. Love you, too, man.
This morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
Shape Up Jackson results are in. They're online right now. K105.3.com/Shape Up Jackson. New leader. But the contest is only halfway through. We'll find out more Thursday.
The Bald Scott Clark. The K105.3 Morning Show.
Hey, used to be. That's Matt Nathanson. This is K105.3. And I got to tell you, Miranda Lambert.
We have to talk about
this. Okay. I didn't come up in your Hollywood beats.
It didn't.
And I was shocked. But this is something that this is pretty big.
It's huge.
So Miranda Lambert, it was announced that she was married
end of January.
Was it the end of early?
Yeah, it was January 26th, I believe.
So she got married back on January 26th to a 35-year-old firefighter.
Police officer.
Or actually, no, he's a
police officer.
Yeah, he's a police officer. There we go. And she announced it February 16th. Well, it turns out that Miranda met her now husband 3 days before he became a dad.
Correct.
And that he was engaged
to another woman
that was not the baby mama.
Correct. And so, I mean, this is big. Apparently, maybe his fiance was overseas playing soccer and came back to find out that he had gotten another woman pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah. You can't make this stuff up.
And then the fiance, she finds out that he got another woman pregnant. She's okay with it.
Yeah.
Hangs in there. Now, I shouldn't say she was okay with it.
But she stuck around.
There was probably some slamming doors.
Oh.
And cabinets.
Anything she could get her hands on. Yep.
He hid the knives.
He did. He should have.
And then he meets Miranda Lambert on the set of Good Morning America.
And
all of a sudden, the engagement's off.
Correct. Him and Miranda hit it off.
Yeah.
Life choices.
And Miranda, I have said right from the get-go with the breakup of Miranda and Blake, with that divorce,
mm-hmm.
and I got a lot of flack for it. I said Miranda's probably difficult to deal with. And I got a ton of flack for it.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
There was
a lot of backlash.
Okay.
And I said Blake just seems like he's a little too laid back.
Okay.
To have been the problem. Now, of course, I know there's two sides
sure.
to every story.
And absolutely.
Somewhere in the middle, there's the truth.
Right.
But this just does not bode well for Miranda Lambert.
How long do you give it? Can we, like, I just, you know, I think...
Are we talking like K-Fed Britney now?
A little bit.
Because this is, it's comparable.
Yeah, it is. I give it less than a year.
McLaughlin is his name.
Mm-hmm. McLaughlin. I give it less than a year. I wonder if he's keeping his job in New York City as a police officer.
Tell you what, right now, I wouldn't. I'd keep that bulletproof vest, though. Just listen to a Miranda Lambert song. It's K105.3, Jackson's Hit Music Station. Give you a chance to win right now. How about 4 6-inch subs to Subway?
That sounds amazing.
And a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. Creating better smiles at Summit Orthodontics, offering before and after school appointments. They pride themselves on running on time at Summit Orthodontics. Here's each and every day, Jenny asks me a question. I give my answer, which, of course, is the right answer.
The right answer.
It's the right, say it like you mean it.
It's the right, not right answer.
This morning, Jenny asked me to name something you might see laying on a teacher's desk. Name something you might see laying on a teacher's desk for 4 6-inch subs to Subway. And I'm going to throw in a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt for you as well. Go to the phone line, 7684-HITS, 768-34 is followed by an 8. Good morning. What's your guess?
Apple.
Apple. Not an apple.
Not an apple.
I'm sorry. No. Name something that you might find on the teacher's desk. I think teachers would be less inclined to accept an apple nowadays?
Probably.
No. Good morning, K105.3. What's your guess?
Coffee cup.
Not a coffee cup. No. Not a coffee cup. Not an apple. What's your guess?
A pencil.
A pencil, right there.
That's what it is.
Yes, a pencil. Which is a rare thing to see.
Yeah, but I think, you know, when you're making corrections, you got to be able to erase it.
This is true.
Yeah.
That's true. So a good old number 2 pencil. Congratulations to you. What's your name?
Barb.
Barb. All right, Barb. You got 4 6-inch subs to Subway and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. They offer before and after school appointments. They respect your time there at Summit Orthodontics. What are you going to get on those subs from Subway?
Oh, some turkey, some cheese, just some basic stuff.
Sounds good.
I'll have that.
All right, Barb. What station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Woohoo!
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
Hey, what's happening in Hollywood, kid?
Oh, so much. I have to first start out by saying the Jonas Brothers are getting back together.
Oh, they are.
After nearly 6 years apart. Yeah. They're going to drop the brothers, and they're just going by Jonas. Aren't you excited? I know. They're just going by Jonas.
Well, how are they going to know who they're talking to then? They're both going to turn around both times.
All three of them? They're going to be like, what? What?
Gee, I wonder why they're getting back together. Backstreet.
All right. Oh, you think so?
Yes. Nah. It's a cash cow. They're seeing it.
Well.
They're hopping on top of this cash train and they're going, listen.
We can do it.
We're in our 40s. All right.
The Jonases aren't in their 40s. They're
mid 30s.
Yeah, maybe mid 30s, early 30s.
They're knocking on 40.
Well, what's interesting, though, is that, you know, Joe has had success in NCE, right? What is their?
NCIS.
No. He has a group that he's with. Nick has done his solo career. Poor Joe. Well, you know. I just think, you know, that they had good music for the teeny bopper crowd. So it'll be interesting to see what they come out with.
I guess they're 30.
Okay, so that's not too bad. They're not as up there as the Backstreet Boys are.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I think it's okay. I think it's okay.
I doubt that Activia is in their rider.
Not yet. Give it a minute. Heidi Klum is leaving America's Got Talent. She's been with the show for the last 6 years, and she has just said, I want to exit on a high note, which is great. Mel B from the Spice Girls is also not returning from the upcoming season 14 of this competition series. But Julianne Hough and Gabrielle Union are joining Howie Mandel and Simon Cowell as judges.
I can't believe I have not been watching that for 14 years.
Wow. Terry Crews, we love him. He's going to be the new host.
I
really like Terry, and I think he's great, and I think he'll be a good replacement now that Tyra Banks is doing her own thing. Pimple Popper, Dr. Pimple Popper, has a new, kind of a new competition out there, and it's called the Toe Bro. The Toe Bro on A&E is a new show featuring Jonathan Tominis. He is a foot specialist, and he treats a wide range of people who have problems with their feet, like ingrown toenails, calluses that need to be taken off.
I don't even
off.
Like to see my own feet.
Let alone watch someone else's. Oh, I do. I'm going to be tuning in. It starts A&E again. I love so many different shows on A&E. March 5th.
Do you remember what A&E stands for?
No.
Arts and Entertainment.
Oh.
It was the fancy channel for the longest time.
It was the fancy channel. But didn't they have like Duck Dynasty on A&E? Weren't they on A&E?
Is that Discovery? It might have been A&E.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But what I'm saying is Arts and Entertainment has now just dropped the Arts and Entertainment Television. They've gone to A&E, and now they're going to do a show about people's feet.
I think this is entertaining. I would classify this program a second to Dr. Pimple Popper, of course, but I think it's a close second. I like watching it. I'm going to tune in.
When I originally think of arts and entertainment television, I think of like the Guggenheim or the Louvre or something like that. I find this piece of artwork to be entertaining, or I find this operatic performance to be entertaining. Now it's gone from, you know, wonderful arias to, hey, let's pick the corns out of this guy's feet.
Well, that's because you are classy. That's because you're classy and I'm not. That's today's Hollywood Beat.
I gotta go splash some cold water on my face.
I'm gonna do some jumping jacks or something.
Is that what you do to wake up? Jumping jacks or something?
No.
What do you do to wake up?
No. I stretch.
Really?
Yes. It feels so good to stretch. You should hear me. And then I'm like, man, that was such a good stretch. And I feel better.
And you rate the stretches?
I do. Like, oh man, that was only a 2. Don't feel nearly as good.
Cold water on the face seems to work for me. I know people that smack themselves in the face, and I just wonder what type of...
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
Yeah,
Why hurt yourself like that?
No, and I just think, you know what? Why are you smacking yourself in the face? I could do it for you.
For free.
Sign this waiver.
I would love to smack you in the face. Let me know, Scott, if you ever want to do that. I will be your person.
Will you?
I will, all totally.
Right. We'll get the notary in here. We have 2 in the building.
We do.
We'll have that document signed.
And then we'll Facebook Live.
Exactly. It's 8:49. We're getting ready to get through your work day. And big congratulations to the Comerica Bank. There's a Comerica Bank, and I got to figure out the location. We have it nominated for our Caught You Listening, but they have won.
Congratulations.
This week's Caught You Listening. I'll get you the location coming up next hour, right around 9:20. In the meantime, let's do a rundown of your forecast. It's brought to you by our friends at Tom Coffee Softwater, Page Avenue in Michigan Center. 100% chance of freezing drizzle today. It'll be coming down slow, so just remember, as you're out there on the roads, you might... the thing with ice accumulation is that it just like that. It'll
yeah,
just
you don't
happen
know.
Like that. It
right.
can happen in the middle of your drive. Things can be fine. You think the ground is just wet, and then the next thing you know, the conditions are right, and it becomes a sheet of ice. So please be careful out there. We'll keep you up to date and informed. If there's any early releases or closings here on K105.3, and of course, check out K105.3.com. Today's high 32, low tonight 29, and tomorrow's high 35 under partly sunny skies. Currently in Jackson, we are sitting at, what are we at now, 25 degrees, and our wind chill is at 14. Jenny, it's time for you to get out of here.
I got to go do the things.
Stay out of trouble, and if you can't do that,
don't get caught.